Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I will re-engage the Astley Fine Floors text line. We did a full rack of calls in the last half hour. I'll get to some of those texts starting at 1:45. A lot of you have some interesting perspectives on the Oilers situation on goal and in defense. We will tell you that Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton-owned and operated for 50-plus years. For a menu and a list, there are 15 Edmonton and area locations, 4 Royal Pizzas in Calgary, 1 in Red Deer. You can visit royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation, the Mediterranean Chicken. Brendan Escott is a big fan of the Texan. As we welcome back to the show, and he is back in the Edmonton Oilers organization, he is the new business director, alternate governor for the Edmonton Oil Kings, and he is also our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. We welcome back to the show, Kevin Radomski. Hello, Kevin. How are you doing?
Mr. Bob Stauffer, great to hear your voice, Bob. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. So you worked for the Oilers for a number of years in a couple different roles and for the OEG house, and you left. Where'd you go?
So I worked for OEG for 11 and a half seasons, and then the opportunity to join Hockey Canada for the very first World Juniors, the one that was in the bubble.
Okay.
I lived in the JW Marriott for 45 days. So if you ever lost at the JW Marriott, come find me. I can help you get around.
Yeah.
And we did the World Juniors, the one that unfortunately didn't have the result we were looking for, with Team USA winning gold. And I was able to do that for 18 months on a contract basis, which was just phenomenal. I kept my same office at Oilers headquarters. I just changed my lanyard from the Oilers Entertainment Group to Hockey Canada and had a blast doing that.
Unfortunately, Spencer Knight decided that he, and Canada didn't play very well in the gold medal game. I was at that game, and there were no fans. That played a factor. Canada, of course, winning last year in Edmonton as well. I got to tell you, I felt bad for people like Terry O'Flynn, and some of the tournament organizers for what transpired over the last couple of years with the World Juniors because of the pandemic. And then obviously it's got to be stated, and look, you were in a support role we're only in Hockey Canada for about 18 months, but significant questions and challenges around that, and just sort of took away the luster of the entire event. You're back in a new role with the Edmonton Oil Kings, Kevin, as business director and alternate governor. Explain to the listeners what that is.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, I had the privilege of being in this same role from 2014 to 2018. I had the time of my life. And for those who are listening to your show that haven't been to the Oil Kings game or enjoyed junior hockey, first off, I don't know what you're waiting for. Junior hockey is the best hockey going. It's a whole bunch of young men aged 16 to 20. They're all trying to take that next step, and watching them play and seeing it all come together. The games are so entertaining. They're affordable. And the opportunity for me to rejoin the Edmonton Oil Kings was simply something I couldn't say no to, because I had such a great time for the 4 years when we were there before.
Now, as it turned out, the Oil Kings, similar to the World Juniors at Edmonton, they had a pretty good team in 1920. We didn't have a conclusion until that season. They had an awesome team in 2021, probably their best, in large part drafted by Randy Hanch, who at that mm-hmm. stage had moved on from the Oil Kings to Buffalo to the Arizona Coyotes. Last year, totally loaded up and went all in to win the WHL championship. They did. The problem was Dylan Gunther and Jake Neighbors, Justin Sortoff, were all hurt. Neighbors and Sortoff were able to play through the injuries at the Memorial Cup, but Dylan, who's currently with the Arizona Coyotes in the NHL, he could not play with the lower body injury. And so Caden Gooley is with the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow. I think he was the healthiest of their star end players, and they just ran out of juice. Like, their best two players for me at the Memorial Cup last year might have been Cole Miller, who is on this year's Edmonton Oil Kings team, and Jackson Weeb, who just got traded this week, a 20-year-old. I think that spoke volumes to the challenges they had. So you mentioned that you're back with the Oil Kings, and this is a big weekend, Kevin, for Edmonton, because you talk about seeing a player play. Connor Bedard is the best player out of the Western Hockey League since who, do you think? How far back?
Well,
I should ask Mooner that too.
Yeah, absolutely. You, a guy like Cam Moon, that you know, Mooner's got all those deep stats and all those great memories. And that's like, Bob, like, that's one thing that's so great about junior hockey, is you're able to see a player like Connor Bedard. You're able to see him at this level and really appreciate it. And it's so interesting too, because like, when we see these players, and even players like Stuart Skinner, right? So you got your Oilers goalie. We watched him firsthand when he was in Lethbridge.
Yep.
He always had the Oil Kings numbers. The Lethbridge Hurricanes, when he was there from like 2014 through to about 2018.
Yeah.
And every time he rolled through town, you watched him put up a great game against us. They had a really good team at that time. And then you start seeing Stuart Skinner now in the Edmonton Oilers net. You're like, I saw that as just a young man. And you have the same opportunity for a guy like Connor Bedard, who's going to be here this Sunday.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I can't think. Like, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was a forward that was drafted number one out of the WHL back in 2011. And with all due respect to RNH, he's not, you know, like Connor Bedard's Connor
DeBar- next level.
Yeah, I'm, you know, and when I watch Bedard play, you old schoolers out there listening right now, Marcel Dion, okay? a stocky 5'8", 5'9", right shot, skilled guy, can really shoot the puck. He's a playmaker, and he doesn't take any crap out on the ice. Like, he is a highly competitive player. And he's on a ridiculous, and wherever he's going right now, he's drawing huge. And we're going to have a big crowd on Sunday, are we not, at the game?
Absolutely. You know, the thing at Rogers Place, lower bowl, 9,300, right? For junior hockey, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you're already seeing that we're trending toward a full lower bowl for Sunday night's game. And it's going to be fantastic. You know, the game's at 4 o'clock, doors open at 3, and tickets start at $20. There's no excuse, and the weather looks great for Sunday, too, so you can't even say it's too cold to go out.
Yeah.
It's warming up. It's going to be fantastic.
All right, so how do people access the tickets, Kevin?
Yeah, so basically the best way to go is oilkings.ca. You can get your tickets, and, of course, I'd be remiss without really hyping up the biggest game of the year. It's going to happen next Saturday, December 10th, against the Red Deer Rebels. So the Sutter crew and the team that we took Cam Moon from, Red Deer Rebels are going to be here for the Teddy Bear Toss that's presented by The Brick. That's next Saturday. This Sunday, Regina Pats, Connor Bedard, 4 o'clock. Everything you need to know, head to oilkings.ca. Great family entertainment, $20 a seat, Rogers Place.
Well done, Kevin. Thank you for your time.
Love hearing from you again, Bob. Keep up the great work.
All right, that's Kevin Radomski joining us, and he is back on board, business director, alternate governor for the Edmonton Oil Kings. He's our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Brendan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Connor Bedard is the best player out of major junior hockey out of the WHL since who?
My goodness, out of the Western Hockey League,
yeah.
I would suggest probably since before anybody that I was able to see play, to be honest with you.
I'm going to throw that out to the texters right now that you know, and there's lots of guys and gals listening to this show right now that know hockey. So I want you to think back. Bedard, this is a, like, there was some debate with Nugent Hopkins in the 2011 draft, right? Like, Huberto, pretty good forward, right? He ended up going third. Adam Larson, he went fourth in 2011. So, you know, Gabriel Landeskog went second to Nugent Hopkins. You know, there's been some good forwards out of the Western League. Trevor Linden was a good forward out of the Medicine Hat Tigers. So was Mike Medano back in 1988. That might be your answer. Are we going all the way back? I mean, Jerome Iginla had an unbelievable career, but he was not a consensus number one pick in the year of the draft. In fact, Steve Kelly and Shane Doan both went higher than him in that draft year. So this guy's special. Like, this guy is elite, high-end. It's funny because I know he's referenced Matt Barzal. He's a way better prospect than Matt Barzal. Matt Barzal's a pretty good player. Jerome Iginla turned out to... There's a guy in the Montreal Canadiens that I would not bet against in the next 3 or 4 years becoming a really good first-line player, and that's Kirby Dach. And so, you know, the guys in Chicago didn't believe it. It was a terrible trade. They made a bad trade. Now, they never thought of playing him on right wing, and he's playing on a line. Can Kirby, if Kirby realizes his potential at 6'4", is he a guy like Scheifele? You know, a player like that, that eventually moves into the middle. Let's not forget, Scheifele went back to juniors 2 years past his draft. Dach was in the NHL in 1920 playing against the Oilers in the bubble, going head-to-head against McDavid and Draisaitl. Dach was on one line, Taze was on the other. And the Canadians have played him on right wing, and he's just under a point per game. So, but there has not been, for me, Bedard, and you old schoolers would remember Marcel Dion. Marcel Dion was an elite offensive player in the NHL for a long time. You know, he's a scoring champ. I mean, I'll be intrigued to see where he goes, and I'll see what sort of responses. We'll get to a bunch of your texts when we return. Wow. Trent says Darcy Tucker, but Darcy was not a, you know, like Rob Brown had 212 points, but Rob Brown was not a consensus. That was after his draft year, but he was not a consensus number one pick the way Bedard is.
But remember, Brownie was also the only other person to have the exceptional status designation into the Western League, right? So, and then eventually became
Back then it was like Gervais and Goodall, Glenn Goodall and Victor Gervais, they played in Seattle at 14. It's crazy when you think about it. 14. All right, we'll get to your text when we return on Oilers Now. It's 1:47 in Edmonton.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's funny. I said, all right, who's been the best player in the WHL over the last 25 years? We'll get to that in a second. And Phil sends in Brian Propp. His last 2 years in junior, 70 goals, 182 points, 94 goals, 194 points with the Brandon Wheat Kings. Now, they had a line Propp, Allerson, and Derlega, which was unbelievable. Much higher scoring time in the late 1970s, and he did that as a 19- and 20-year-old because the draft was a little bit different back then. We missed a pretty obvious guy, not necessarily on purpose, or maybe we did. Because there's a pretty obvious choice right in front of our noses. Joel from Lethbridge says, best player of the WHL last 20 to 25 years? How about Leon Draisaitl from the Prince Albert Raiders, the third overall pick in the 2014 NHL draft? Well, there's only two guys in the league that have scored 50 goals twice in what the last... Has Matthews had two 50-goal seasons now? Or was last year the first one when he got 60? I think he's only had the one. So multiple people have said... Leon Draisaitl. Bob Doug Wickenheiser was an incredible player in junior. Just got drafted by the wrong team. Connor Bedard is the best player to the WHL since Carey Price, who went fifth in the 05 draft. Pretty good player. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Somebody mentioned Wendell Clark, who was a huge impact player coming in. When he came to the Maple Leafs, and remember, Craig Simpson didn't want to go to Toronto in that 85 draft year. He was a big deal. I love it. You know what? It's almost impossible not to like Wendell Clark. He threw from downtown. It was an old, and you'd better be ready to go when you fought Wendell Clark because he would hit you hard and often early in fights, and he was a multiple-time 30-goal scorer. I think Bedard will be better in his first NHL season than Draisaitl. He's going to be able to score. He's going to be able to put up points. There's no question about it. and he'll be way better than Alexis Lafreniere, who we'd heard was, I mean, there's a guy that hasn't had big impact yet in the NHL. A lot of you have chimed in on Jack Campbell. Pete in Victoria says, Campbell's biggest issues other than D in front of him are between his ears. For one of the upcoming games, don't name home games, don't name him a starter until 10 minutes before warm-up, and don't give his brains time to process it. Well, they're still going to know. Ryan and Stoney says, Bob, goaltending has not been as good as expected overall, but it remains clear that the team defense still is the main concern. Our home plate area in front of the net is often too open and uncontested. Good teams battle in front of the net. Okay? Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, do the Oilers have sports psychologists? Yes, they do. Virtually every team does today in the NHL. Again, you can text us 780. Bob, come on, how'd you miss Draisaitl? Bob, how come we never talk about Dustin Schwartz with goaltenders over the past 6 years? We talked about this 2 weeks ago. We said he's gone from, came up with, replaced Freddie Shabbat when Dallas Eakins was coaching the team, was on the staff through Todd Nelson, Todd McClellan, Dave Tippett, now Jay Woodcroft, and Kent Hitchcock as well. And I will tell you, both McClellan and Woodcroft have been big fans of Dustin during his time. But it is duly noted. We're going to go to this day in Oilers history, brought to you by New West Travel. Give the gift of travel and join Oilers now in Vegas this January to see the Oilers play the Golden Knights. You can reach out for more information at newwesttravel.com. And we're going to go back to this date in 1966. And this guy was a tough SOB.
Former Oilers captain Kelly Buchberger, born in Langenberg, Saskatchewan, was drafted by the Oilers in the ninth round of the 1985 draft and played 12 years with the franchise. Talk about a steal in the draft, by the way, leaving as the last standing member when the Atlanta Thrashers took him in the expansion draft. After winning Stanley Cups in 1987 and 1990, Buchberger was eventually named the ninth captain in team history, wore the C for four seasons.
Reed, there was a time in which the Prince Albert Raiders were the meanest, nastiest team in junior hockey, and they used to steal the other team's nets in the pregame warm-up, and nobody would stand up to them. The Moose Jaw Warriors had Kelly Buchberger and Mike Keane, and they did. And Mike Keane, pound for pound, was as good a fighter as there was back throughout the 1990s. Reed Wilkins, Brendan, has... Did I say Reed? I meant Brendan.
I was going to say, did you call me Reed a second ago?
Yeah, my brain was working ahead, which rarely happens. We have Reed Wilkins with Inside Sports Night. What's he got shaking?
Yeah, you'll hear a host of the Jeff Merrick Show and 32 Thoughts podcast, Jeff Merrick. Brian Wild from Global Montreal teeing up tomorrow's game. And Edmonton Elks defensive back Aaron Grimes.
All right, up next, a Global News weather... Well, we will tell you, everybody have a great weekend. We're looking forward to a triple header of hockey action this weekend. Golden Bears tonight at Grant McEwen. Oilers and the Habs tomorrow. We'll have the pregame show for you at 3:30, puck drop at 5. And then on Sunday, the Oil Kings, Connor Bedard, Regina Pats. We've got a game Monday against Washington. Al May will join us on Monday's show along with John Shannon. Up next, the Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Angela Cocott today from 2 to 3, then 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jalen Nye from 3 to 6. Special thanks to all of you who participated in our interactive phone-in and text line segments on today's show. So long, everybody. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.